Old lady. Policeman sat on the sofa with his pen and notebook in his hands. The old lady came in with a cup of tea and set it down on the table in front of him. Before you take me down to the station, perhaps I should tell you why you did it, officer. She said, the truth is, it's mostly for the company. It gets very lonely when you're old lady. Young people never seem to want to spend any time with me. I enjoy just sitting and talking. Policeman stared at her impassively. Miss Alderway was the very first, she said. She sat down in a comfy armchair. I remember it like it was yesterday. She came to my door selling beauty products. Invited her inside and made her a cup of tea. Went to the kitchen and fetched my axe. Then, when she least suspected it, I crept behind her and chopped it off her head. Next one was Mr. Bilgeman. He was a plumber. He came to fix my leaky pipes. While he was taking a break from his work, I made him a cup of tea. And I took my axe from behind the sofa and chopped off his head too. Third one was a paper boy, little Jimmy Watkins. I told him to come inside while I looked for my purse. He didn't drink tea, so I gave him a plate of cookies. Children can't resist cookies. While he was munching away on cookies, I began chopping with my axe and his head came off as well. So I threw all the heads and placed them on my mantelpiece. I talked to him day and night. I carry on conversations with them. Helps with the loneliness. The only problem was what to do with the bodies. I couldn't stuff them all. It would have been too much work. So I came up with an ingenious solution. What did I do? It was simple. I stuffed one body and used it for all the heads. When I was tired of talking about one of them, I would take off the head and put it back on the mantelpiece. Put another head on the body. Isn't that clever? Policeman didn't answer. Well, getting a little bored of our conversation, officer, the old lady said with a sigh. She stood up, took off the policeman's head and put it back on the mantelpiece. Then she took down the saleswoman's head and placed it on the body. Oh, good afternoon, Mrs. Alderway, she said. So nice to see you again. How have you been?